listened in. Yes, I'm guilty of this, you should know this. I broke down and wrote you back before you had a chance to forget, forgotten. I am moving past this, giving notice. I have to go, yes, I know the feeling. Know you're leaving.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How fun for us.
Is my voice still weird?
Yep.
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 Oh well, you just have to deal with it.
I'll do my best. So what's new?
What is new? Nothing, I'm tired.
Sorry, what time is it?
6:15.
What the fuck are you doing up?
Well, I get up this time every morning.
There's something wrong with you, boy.
I know. Well, I don't stay up to like 3 a.m. watching all the Harry Potter movies or whatever it is you do.
What?
You've done that before.
I just do homework.
You what?
I just do homework.
No. I remember one time you told me you stood up and watched all the Harry Potter movies.
It probably happened.
Yep.
Yep.
How have you been?
I've been okay. Stressing out about college, of course.
Any progress?
I got my first acceptance letter.
Ooh, from where?
San Francisco State University.
Is that a good one?
It's Cal State, but it was one of my backups, and that's kind of cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. Fun story is that I turned it in on the 27th, and the envelope that I got with my acceptance letter in it was postmarked the 29th.
Wow.
So,
shoot. Didn't care at all.
I got 2 days. I was accepted in 2 days. I guess I'm... That's good, right?
Yeah.
Hell
maybe
yeah.
All of them will be like that.
Let's hope so. So, how's London?
London is awesome.
Awesome?
Except when, yeah.
How long awesome. Do you come home?
Let me check. I have a countdown running.
A countdown?
Thirty-one days.
Jesus, that's a lot of days.
It is not really.
What's the date? I'll write it down!
December 7th.
December 7th. Maybe I should plan a party. Don't tell anyone, it'll be a surprise.
Alright, that would be cool. Do we have any other mutual friends besides Catherine?
Anybody who's ever gone to church, I guess.
Well, I don't talk to a lot of them.
Let's get Catherine on here.
Catherine, is she still awake? I don't even know.
I don't think so. I was talking to her earlier, that was kind of weird. Catherine.
Because she's always doing stuff. She's in Africa or wherever.
Yeah, I think she's leaving to Africa. She's not actually in Africa yet.
No, she leaves... in December.
Jesus, what's with everybody traveling?
Don't feel left out.
I don't get to go nowhere.
Aww. You'll be going out soon enough. Hey, it happens. That's what happens when you grow up. You have to wait for it.
Thank you. That was inspiring.
The magic is inside of you.
Good lord. What have you been up to?
You know, Sunday I didn't leave my house. I've just been really tired.
That's exciting.
Yeah, today they canceled class because it's the opening of Parliament.
Yeah, dude, it's Guy Fawkes Day.
No, that was yesterday.
Well, fuck you. It's Guy Fawkes Day over here. Okay?
You're not in England.
6 hours ago, it's Guy Fawkes Day.
It doesn't count for you.
It's on my calendar.
Yeah, I watched a ton of fireworks shows, and then I go to sleep listening to them.
Great.
Yeah, it's a really big thing here.
Okay. That's great. It's not over here.
Well, because no one cares.
Over here, all we have, we've got a bunch of people in super fun masks.
Really?
Yeah, at school, they're all confiscated.
Why?
Apparently, administrators don't like the movie.
Wow. Why not? Are they... I don't know what to call them.
Fascists?
That's the word. I couldn't say it.
Okay. Either that or they don't like us wearing masks. Masks. Aw, crap. You distracted me.
From what?
Okay. I'm writing in my little planner, Matt comes home, but the end of the word comes and home are like the same except for the C and the S, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the H, whatever. Now I wrote Matt comes homes.
Homes.
What the hell does that mean?
Don't feel retarded.
I'm so tired. It's time for sleep.
Aww.
I had like a mental breakdown today.
Why? What happened?
This weekend I decided what I'm going to write my personal statement on and all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then today, I go over to, like, calculus class. And I'm generally good at math. I'm not doing so good in calculus. And I know for, like, it's like I just have a feeling that I'm going to get accepted into Berkeley, but they're going to take away my admission just because I'm failing calc. They're gonna be like, welcome here! Oh wait, never mind, bitch.
Ah, oh, ouch.
It would suck.
Yeah.
Like, I got a quiz back today. It was 13 out of 19.
That's
like a 68. So, but then I saw the girl in front of me got a 14 out of 19, and that justified a smiley face. That's like a 74. That's not cool. Right?
Oh.
How is that fair?
Did anyone do good?
No. But, like, if you get a C and that's, like, a smiley face, what the fuck am I doing in this class? Why is it so fucking hard?
I don't know.
And she's the kind of teacher that's like, oh, well, you guys should have done better. There was one A in the class. You know? So, of course, if one person can do it, we should all be able to do it. I hate my life.
Aw, don't be sad.
Rawr. I want a tattoo.
I know.
I want a tattoo right now.
Right now. Go out.
Right now.
You can pass for 18.
I think I need ID.
I don't know, I've never gotten a tattoo.
I want to turn 18.
That's what? 3 months away?
4 months away? I don't know, something like that. November, 4 months away.
I don't have a...
November to March, that's not too difficult. So! How about them Dodgers?
Dodgers. I don't watch sports, except for rugby, now.
Okay.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. I want to join a girls' rugby team.
That would be awesome.
That would be kick-ass.
That would be awesome. If you do, let me know.
Why? You want to take pictures?
That would be interesting to watch. You'd get pummeled.
Hey, it would be the good kind of pummeled.
That sounds really dirty.
Okay, let's cut that out or something.
No, I want
to change the subject.
That's gonna be at the end.
Changing the subject. Shit. I went to see Tegan and Sarah last week.
You went to where?
Tegan and Sarah concert.
Oh yes, how was that?
Hell fucking yes, it was so amazing. From the second row, oh my god, Tegan looked at me.
Oh yeah, I read that.
Like 3 times!
Wow.
I uploaded the, like, I recorded, like, most of the thing, so it's on YouTube. So exciting.
I should go look at that, maybe.
Yeah!
Tegan and Sarah.
And they sang Umbrella.
I heard.
Ella. Ella. Anyways.
I could just picture you humming that throughout the day.
Well, like, I've only heard it by Rihanna, like, twice, because I hate all things, like, radio. It freaks me out. So, I, like, listened to Tegan Sarah, and I was like, I'm not really convinced. But then, in comparison to the real song,
original,
this is pretty good, man. Hell yeah.
I bet.
Sarah was, like, she was in an interview, and she said she was totally embarrassed for singing this song.
I would be too.
So what else has been going on, Matt?
School. Been busy with that. Everyone's sick. I don't know why.
You sound kind of sick.
Yeah, that could be why my voice is weird.
Or it could be the ocean.
The ocean.
You're coming in pretty good, though.
Yeah, better than last time.
Yeah, it's magical.
No, I'm going to be interested to see when I go back if my voice sounds different in person.
We'll see.
We'll see.
31 days or something.
31
like
days.
That. Yeah.
You're going to be like counting everyone, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I got my SAT score back. Did I tell you that?
You did. It was 22? No.
No. Oh my god. I wish.
No.
I got a 2030, which is pretty okay. That's like 94th right. percentile.
Yeah, and then you were telling me you were going to get in.
I hope I'm going to get into Berkeley. All of you that are listening, don't fucking apply to Berkeley.
It'll eat your soul.
But something that Kim didn't tell me, I got a better score than she did.
Wow.
She just said that her score went down, but she didn't tell me how far down, and I pulled it out of her last week, and I was like, fuck yes!
What did she get?
I think it was like a 2010 or something. So it was really close, but I still kicked her ass.
I'm still better than she is.
It's a good feeling.
It's like she always, are you always in her shadow?
Always.
Always.
Always. But it's fun. It's fun to kick her ass sometimes.
I bet. How's the drama thing working out? Are you still taking her job?
She hates my guts. Okay. We're doing a production of Little Women, right? The teacher, our drama teacher, our director, she fucking canceled every single rehearsal last week. And we're like, hey, that's pretty cool, right? But then she was like, okay, we're gonna get down and we're gonna get on this and we're gonna do it, right? Today she's like, we can't have rehearsal today. Sorry, guys. And it was like, oh, fuck. None of us are off book, and the costumes, my friend Vivian, who's doing costumes, hasn't even started yet. So it's like, alright, this is awesome. We have, like, 9 rehearsals to go, and none of us have even memorized our lines, or are blocking, for that matter.
Wow. And it's been, like, what, 3 weeks?
Dude, it's been 2 months.
No, it's gonna, the play's in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be in 3 weeks, and we've done nothing, and it's kind of cool. So this is gonna be a total flop, or we need to get on some crack or something before doing this. We're hoping that she pushes back this show dates, but if she doesn't, then oh well.
I would like that.
So whatever, it'll be something.
It should be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just like talking. You like hearing your own voice.
I love hearing my own voice, but when I listen to these podcasts, I'm like, what the fuck? Who is that person? I don't sound like this, guys. I sound totally cooler.
In real life?
Well, when I listen, like, on these, like, podcast playback thingies, when I listen to it, it's like my voice is 10 times higher than it normally is. A little?
I wouldn't say 10 times, but it is a little higher.
4 times?
No, maybe like 2.
4? Compromise? 4?
Maybe.
4.
No, but yeah. You do some. In real life, sometimes you do talk really high pitched.
Woohoo!
When you're excited and talking fast.
Yeah! I guess.
Yeah. It's like when you're explaining Lost or something.
Dude, I love Lost.
It starts again in February, right?
Yeah, we have a Lost Club meeting this week.
Sweet.
And I was in like the morning video bulletin this week with my with the other Lost Club president, and we were like, yeah, mm-hmm. Lost. And today my bio teacher, during our test, he was like, so Rebecca, what's Lost Club? And I'm like, it's about Lost. He's like, you kids these days.
That's awesome.
He's kind of weird. He's kind of creepy. I hope he doesn't hear this.
I'm sure. How many teachers read your site?
More than you would think. More than I would think.
Somebody found your site by Googling one of your teacher's names.
That's kind of weird.
It was. What was it?
Orth?
Owl? Daniel Owl?
Oh. O-W-H. Oh my gosh. Yeah. How did he get there?
I don't know. They Googled that name, and then they found your site.
Maybe he, like, talked about me or something. I don't know. I was his favorite.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the site stats are slowly going down.
I need to make a comic. I have so many fucking ideas and no fucking time. Like, today I was just thinking, like, oh my gosh, I don't ever have time to do anything. Like, I need to write stuff and apply to things and stuff.
Now you know why I haven't started a comic.
So I have a goal. I need to finish all of my college applications by the 14th. Because that's when Super Mario Galaxy comes out.
I thought it was already out.
I think it's out for... Like, I saw demos, and I played a demo, but I'm pretty sure that it's for pre-order. Unless the store I just saw had them coming in on the 14th. Oh my god, is it already out?
Well, I thought I heard something about pre-orders. I mean, not pre-orders, but...
Ah, Google!
Release date... The 12th.
The 12th? Damn it. Now I have 2 days less.
Come on, Becca, get with it.
Man, I started my applications. I finished all my Cal States, but now that I got into my number one Cal State, it's like I fucking wasted $200 on the rest of them. So I started UCs. I need to write my personal fucking statement and get on it. I'm writing about the comic, so
that is
I guess
pretty cool.
I guess I have to turn in my application and then update like 20 times before it gets to the people.
Yeah.
So that it looks like I'm committed. I get to act like I'm committed to this.
They'll see that huge gap. It's like, nope, she's a failure. Sorry.
Oh, damn it. Like, yeah, this is kind of nice. Oh, wait, nope.
Sorry.
She's thinking too much about us. Damn it. You're
like
out.
All your comics are about applying.
There's one gonna be about applications and you're in it.
Really?
That's probably the next one coming up.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, me too. If only I could make it.
You can do it, come on.
I hope so.
One of my friends here is applying to Oxford.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's feeling the same way, freaking out, dying.
Yeah. I might apply there's a huge chance of me applying to Stanford. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. Where's that at?
It's near Berkeley.
Really?
Yeah. It's like an hour away.
It's like I know nothing about college.
They're rivals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Kim has a Stanford sweater and I have a Berkeley sweater.
Oh, part of that, like, ongoing fight you have.
Of course. But seriously, like, okay, she told me this joke that, like, one of the tour guides told her at when she went to Berkeley, when she toured Berkeley. It was like, Berkeley, at Berkeley, there were 16 periodic elements found, but can anybody tell me the atomic number of Stanfordium? That's right, it doesn't exist!
That's awesome.
Woo! See, this is why I want to go to Berkeley. I could be such a chemistry nerd.
Because it's so famous, there's so much stuff going on there.
They have a T-Rex!
You told me.
They have a T-Rex!
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Honestly, I saw the T-Rex. I took a picture. I don't know where that picture is. I didn't find that picture. Are you dying?
One second.
Are they killing you there? Matt, stop inhaling gunpowder! Oh god. Oh god, he's dead. Oh god. Matt!
I'm here.
Matt! No. Matt!
Don't cry, I know you'd miss me.
I'd miss your car.
Oh. No. How's the fire doing? Are you still dying, coughing up blood?
I got a doctor's note from the doctor, and he said, Becca Lynn must stay inside during the wildfire. So I gave it to my director. I'm like, we gotta be inside, man. It's cool.
But are you still dying, coughing?
Not dying. It, like, rained. That was weird for a day.
Really?
It's never rained before. Rain? What? Water? Sky? Never.
It's like we're joking here, because there's one week straight where it rained.
Crazy.
And we're like, oh, rain! It, like, rains what? Once every 2 years in California?
Something like that.
So it's like I actually carry my umbrella with me.
Weird. Umbrella? You have an umbrella?
Shh. Hush, hush. I know you like to walk in the rain.
I've never touched an umbrella before.
Really?
What an experience.
They're fun to open.
I gotta high-five someone holding an umbrella sometime.
Do it.
I will. It's kinda cold over here.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I got a Tegan and Sarah jacket at the concert.
You freak.
It says Tegan and Sarah.
I don't know what else it would say.
It could say, not Tegan and Sarah.
That would be boring.
That'd be kind of cool. I'll make a jacket that says, not Tegan and Sarah.
I could
Which
see
jacket
you doing
are you
that.
Wearing? Not Tegan and Sarah. That would be iffy. I'd start an entire line. I'd be famous.
That'd be pretty funny.
Don't worry, I'll remember you little people. So, I'm putting off homework. You forced me to do this, putting off homework. 10:38, and I still have like 50 pages of Pride and Prejudice to read.
Well, you need to practice for college, so come on. I'm helping you.
I'm sure. Is that what we're calling it? Practice.
Yep.
Maybe I should give up my life dream of becoming a famous chemist and, like, be a radio DJ instead.
I don't know about that.
Hey! What would my DJ name be?
DJ... I don't know.
Come up with something awesome. I'll make a comic about it.
Right now or later?
Someday. Hold me to it.
I will. I'll remember that. No, I was just going to say something. It was, Oh yeah, you're gonna be a chemist now?
I was always gonna be a chemist.
You've
changed
it so many
times. Win the
fucking
Nobel Prize.
That would be awesome.
I was thinking about, for a while I was contemplating, like, research, like, AIDS research, kind of, like, fixing people dying.
Oh,
aiming for that kind of group.
I have an article to send you.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about that.
About death?
About death?
About fixing
no.
things?
It was
fixing
something
anything.
About AIDS. I don't remember.
Great! Those are enlightening.
I know. Lovely. But no, that would be cool.
Cool.
Put your name on that.
We'll win a Nobel Prize.
I know, what a thing. The person to cure AIDS.
Yeah. And then you'll all remember me and wish that you guys could high-five me. But I wouldn't let you. I would forget you, little people. But only if I cured AIDS. If not, you know, I'll remember you. I'll save a little section in my brain. Dedicated
nice.
To you guys. I'll draw a diagram and I'll put a little section on my brain. Label it, you guys.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then you die of cancer or something. How many years of school are you planning on doing?
Several thousand.
Because that is a long time.
It depends on what school I get into. Honestly, if I don't like it there, I'll just be like, fuck that, I'll be a carpenter.
You can
then
build
can
your house
things.
If you wanted.
Something like that.
Don't knock the carpenters. Some of my best friends are carpenters.
Knock on carpenters?
Knock.
Like on wood. Ha!
Pun.
Ish. Sort of pun. It's pun-like. Pun-esque.
Pun-esque.
That's a fun one. Google that. Has anyone ever said pun-esque?
I'll look that up. Yes, actually.
Damn it! How many? 1, 2, 3, 4,
seven.
6, 7. Damn it. Someday I will beat Mr. Stevens in most hits or least hits, whatever.
For what word?
Oh, I'll find one.
You know who I picture R. Stevens as?
Who?
The main character from Control-Alt-Delete.
Great!
I don't know why, it's really sad. It's really sad that I read Control-Alt-Delete. No, that was one of my first web... What?
I'm never gonna forgive you for that.
Aw. That was, I think, one of my first, like, three webcomics that I read.
First webcomics? For me, it's probably... It's questionable content, and then it's the Usual Sweeties, and then I just build it on from there.
How did you find questionable content?
I have no idea. I don't know. What are you, some survey? I don't know.
No, I'm just wondering. It's like, how can we better serve you? Jeff paid me, I'm sorry.
I knew it. You want to introduce me?
Maybe.
He's my hero.
You're kind of too short for him. Sorry.
Damn it.
You need to be at least... I don't know, how tall are you?
He's tall to ride. I'm 5'4".
5'4".
I'm taller than Tegan and Sarah.
Are they really that short?
They are 5'2".
Wow.
So, that must count for something.
You're not bigger than them, though.
Shorter than some greatness. I like your coloring, by the way.
Thank you. Why?
Of my comic. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I tried doing shading. Just didn't work.
It's funny that his car is exactly the same color as yours.
That is what?
that his car is exactly the same color as yours. Do you have no imagination?
No, well, you said it was a... what did you say it was?
A queer blue? I don't know, something like that.
It was something derogatory.
Pansy blue! Pansy blue!
Pansy blue.
His pansy blue car. Well, this is not pansy blue. Have you ever seen pansies? Google pansies.
No, I've never seen pansies. Jeez. Pansies. No, I don't want to do that. It'll give me a bunch of weird stuff. I will change it then. I'm sorry. And that's not my car color either.
Whatever. Your color in the comic. What is comic is law.
Yeah, I bet you miss my gay blue car now.
Absolutely. My mommy got angry at me.
Why?
I didn't go to church. So, since I'm going to hell, she has banned me from driving the car all week.
When you say you didn't go to church, how long has that been going on for?
Oh, no. This is the first week. She forced me to go for, like, 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that's where I've been getting all my Pride and Prejudice reading done. That's why I'm behind today. Because I didn't go this week. It's the truth. Can I say?
So what did you just say? No. And then she wouldn't go, she wasn't gonna carry you, like.
Oh, well, I heard her like stampeding down the hall and then down the stairs, and then I like rushed up to my door and I locked it and I went back to sleep.
Wow.
So she yelled like through the door, like, "Get up, we're not driving for a week." I'm like, "Eh."
I have enough hours.
Small price to pay for internal damnation.
Yeah, such a laudable goal.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of cool.
I'm reaching for the stars here.
I tried. I did my best.
Look at us. We've got 32 minutes of recording time.
And none of it is good, I think. It's just us
talking.
That's
for the listeners to decide.
I don't know. Well, you know, sometimes... Because this one is not... I don't think it's funny. We need Alice.
Yeah, Alice brings in the comedy.
Yeah, she doesn't say much, but it's the little stuff that counts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Should we go with this one?
You're done? You're ready?
I'm done. Pride and Prejudice calls. I need to figure out what happens to Mr. Darcy.
Want me to spoil it for you?
I've already seen the movie 10,000 times. I love the movie.
I've never seen it. I've never read
it. What? What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Keira Knightley's hot.
I have to think about that one.
So many people will hate you after this.
Well, so many people already do.
I don't think this one needs a lot of editing. I don't think it needs any editing.
No, we've been doing a lot better on the editing.
Yeah. You want to add some music to the beginning?
Which one?
I don't know. Something kicking.
Maybe the intro of the con.
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. I've thought that would make a good podcast intro.
Nice. You've been listening to Tegan and Sarah, huh?
Kind of. You know.
All the time.
Well, you know, the other day I was feeling depressed and I just wanted to hate myself, so I put it on.
All right.
No. I do sometimes. I don't always do it.
I'm sure.
It reminds me of driving now. It just burned into my mind.
Seared into your brain.
Yes.
Awesome. Just
the sun shining, cars. It just works.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it,
sir.
Oh, alright.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a good sign-off.
Adios, amigos. What's... I don't know. I'll be back.
I wanna
come
see
up with something. Come up with something better. Come on.
I don't know.
Thank you and good night.
Goodbye, everyone. All right, go do homework.
See ya.
Bye-bye.